Idol as the Wild West first Yiddish lawman. They called me Sheriff Irving Grease Manowitz. And I wore a 10-gallon yarmulke instead of a badge. I had a mezuzah. In my holsters, instead of six guns, were two big jars of Greblach. And everywhere I went, the goyim would line the street corners and sing respectfully, "Ride, ride, 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 Irving."
Oh!
Ride, 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 Irving. Well, I woke up early in the morning with the shiks that I was stopping by the name of Kitty.
She said, "We gotta go to my parents' house for dinner tonight."
I said, "I need a dinner at your parents' house like a Lohan cup." They're serving all that treif that I can't eat. They don't bury their dishes.
She said, "You never go anywhere with me. You are cut off."
I said, "Well, I suppose a little nibble wouldn't hurt." So we went over to her place. The old Guns and Mashvucha was there. I said, "So what's to eat?" And her father looked at me and said, "Now, just a second there, Sheriff. I don't normally eat with a man that wears pigtails." I said, "These ain't pigtails, you stupid guy. This is payas, payas. I'm hungry. I slept all the way over here. At least you can feed me." He said, "Not until we say grace. Would you like to, Sheriff?" I said, "Sure, no problem." And then I jumped up and started davening. Her father said, "Looks like he's going to heave his guts. Get him outside, quick." And they bundled me outside. I said, "Get your hands off me, what?" He threw me out on the ground. He said, "Stay out." I said, "Well, Happy New Year to you, too." My shiksa kitty said, "Irving, New Year, what are you talking, New Year?" I said, "It's Rosh Hashanah, don't you people know from nothing?" She said, "Irving, you know, you've got some strange traditions." I said, "You call my traditions strange? What about yours? You still going and telling this guy all your sins every week, everything you do, every stop, every snarling, gnarling, you're telling somebody?" She said, "Well, that's the way it is. You got to go to confession." I said, "No, you don't. Not us. We don't go to confession." "Yeah, I mean, thank God we don't have anything like that. I mean, you try to tell your personals to the rabbi, he'll say, 'Wait, I don't want to know.'"
It's no schvitz to write down the bits with the Grease Man on DC 101.
You ever notice every time you turn around...